Hello, welcome to the Bulldog Social Studies Podcast. On this episode, we will be talking about some of the most influential abolitionists that helped end slavery during the 1800s. Slavery was a huge factor in the development of our nation. Many people supported slavery, but a lot of people were against it and its effects it had on America and its society. One very influential abolitionist in the movement to end slavery was Sarah Grimke. Sarah, where are you from and what was your upbringing?
Hello, I'm Sarah Grimke. I'm an abolitionist, author, and feminist. I was born in South Carolina on November 26, in 1792. I made and published letters on the equalities of genders. I also made an appearance on the New York Convention. In 1837, I moved to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to become a Quaker.
How did you impact the abolitionist movement?
I also became a teacher. I was the first woman to speak in public about slavery, genders, and violence. Also, in 1836, I wrote a pamphlet, an appeal to a Christian woman of the South. The meaning of the pamphlet was to urge those addressed to the moral force against slavery.
How do you want to be remembered in history?
I would like to be remembered as a woman who fought for everything, rights and equality, also the first woman to speak freely in public. I refused to marry so that I could devote my life to social justice. I died December 23rd, 1873.
I did not know that much about you, Sarah. Well, that was very interesting. We're going to move on to our next abolitionist, John Brown. Hello, I am John Brown. I was born on May 9th, 1800 in Torrington, Connecticut. I belong to a devout family with extreme anti-slavery views. I got married twice and had 20 children. My family moved with me throughout my travels, residing in Ohio, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and New York. I was a leading figure in the abolitionist movement in the pre-Civil War United States. Unlike many anti-slavery activists, I was a pacifist. I believed in aggressive action against slaveholders and in any government officials who enabled them. I impacted the abolitionist movement by participating in the Underground Railroad and in 1851 helping establish the League of Gileadites, an organization of whites, free blacks, and runaway slaves dedicated to protecting fugitive slaves from slave catchers. In the 1840s, I was in contact with anti-slavery leaders Gerrit Smith and Frederick Douglass. I also caused many peaceful abolitionists to accept more violent measures to push the end of slavery. I died December 2nd, 1851, in Charlestown, West Virginia. I want to be remembered as one of the most influential abolitionists and a very religious person. Also one of the most important figures in the movement to end slavery. Your story is very cool, John. You had a huge impact against slavery. Another male abolitionist that helped the movement to end slavery was William Lloyd Garrison. Where are you from and what was your upbringing?
Hey, I'm William Lloyd Garrison. I was born on December 10th, 1805 in Newport, Massachusetts, USA. I'm an American journalist who created the newspaper called The Liberator in 1831. It lasted until 1865. It was about slavery in the USA. I made The Liberator about the anti-slavery journal. This paper was supposed to educate people, many of whom who had never seen a slave before. I hope to recruit the abolitionist members.
How did you impact the abolitionist movement?
I impacted the abolitionist movement by a lifelong interest in human rights. First found expression in the early 1830s through the issue of slavery, I established the New England Anti-Slavery Society in 1832. And the American Anti-Slavery Society in 1833, and the need for enmity as opposed to gradual abolitionist of slavery. I also publicly committed himself to the black abolitionist demands for an immediate to end the slavery and for politics and social equality.
How do you want to be remembered in history?
I want to be remembered for helping to organize the New England Anti-Slavery Society and the following year of American Anti-Slavery Society. These were the first organizations dedicated to promoting the immediate emancipation. I was unyielding and steadfast in my beliefs. I died on May 24th, 1879 in New York.
You are very influential, William. I can tell a lot of people agreed with your paper. One of the most important figures in the abolitionist movement was Harriet Tubman. Where are you from and what was your upbringing?
Hi, I'm Harriet Tubman. I was born into slavery on Maryland's East Shore in about 1821. Ben and Rit Ross were my parents. When I was 13, I was almost killed because I hit my head hard, but I recovered and my urge for freedom grew stronger. My name was changed to Harriet when I married a free man named John Tubman in 1841. I escaped slavery after the person who enslaved me died. People were offered $100 to enslave me again.
How did you impact the abolitionist movement?
I promised my family I would go back and bring them to freedom. I spent the last 10 years going back and forth from Maryland, rescuing my family and others. I gave instructions to 70 or more people who found their way independently. I became a leading abolitionist before the Civil War, and I led hundreds of enslaved people to freedom in the North using the Underground Railroad, going to Maryland and taking back everyone that I could.
How do you want to be remembered in history?
I would want to be remembered as someone who helped the enslaved and used the Underground Railroad to move and free the slaves. I died March 10th, 1913 in New York.
I can tell why you are probably the most important figure in the abolitionist movement. Lucretia Mott was also super important to the feminine slaves. Where are you from and what was your upbringing?
Hello, my name is Lucretia Mott. I was a Federalist activist. I dedicated my life to speaking and trying to stop slavery and trying to speak out against racial and gender injustice. My date of birth is January 3rd, 1793 in Massachusetts. When I was 10 years old, I was raised as a Quaker and I attended a Quaker boarding school around the upstate of New York. Later, my family and I moved to Philadelphia, to where 2 years later, I married my father's business partner, and I had six children. My father, later in 1815, while trying to saddle my mother with an amount of debt, he died. Later, my supportive husband and I stood up with abolitionist movement as we joined the Anti-Slavery Society in 1830.
How did you impact the abolitionist movement?
I impacted being one of the first persons of the American Equal Rights Society. Later, I was one of the founders of the Female Anti-Slavery Society in 1830.
How do you want to be remembered in history?
I want to be remembered as one of the supporters of female and anti-slavery supporters.
You've done a great job at helping the movement with ending slavery. Let's move on to our last abolitionist, Frederick Douglass. Where are you from and what was your upbringing?
Hello, my name is Frederick Douglass. I was born February 1818 at Talbot County, Maryland. I was a former enslaved man who became a author and a public speaker.
How did you impact the abolitionist movement?
I became a leader in the movement, which I fought until the end of practice of slavery before and during the Civil War.
How do you want to be remembered in history?
I like to be remembered as an enslaved man who worked and tried to help people the best way they could in their country.
Thank you, and that's it for our episode of Meet the Abolitionist podcast.